The workshop. When she opens the door to the hallway, Benjamin is out there. "Have you made a weapon yet?" he asks. "Not yet," Kara says, and accidentally looks at the workshop. She really wants to make the coolest weapon in the world. Maybe she could make a bow and some arrows with suction cups at the end. Her teacher, Pear, could help her. He knows how to make anything out of wood. Kara goes into the workshop. Pear is helping Big Anders saw through a box. "Hi, Kara," Pear says. "Hi." Kara looks down. Big Anders looks at her and laughs. He fumbles with his box, and Kara can see that it is filled with items. "Do you want to make something out of a tree?" Pear asks. "Anders is about to make a medicine box for the war." "I'm a healer," Anders says. "I would like to make a bow and some arrows," Kara says before she can stop herself. "Good idea," Pear says and waves her in. "I actually have something we can use." Pear shows her a thick stick that bends. A bit later, they secure a piece of string to both sides of the stick. Kara is so amazed she completely forgets about Julie. Suddenly, she is standing in the door. "What are you doing?" Julie asks angrily. Kara is so shocked, she jumps into the air. She doesn't know what to say. "I have been waiting for you forever." Julie puts her hands on her hips. "You are really mean, you know." She turns on her heel and disappears. Kara knows she should run after her and apologize. But she sees the bow. It's finished, and she really wants to try it out. So instead